to the Chris and Sam podcast. Pull up a bar stool and join us for a random conversation, guaranteed to make you think or your money back.
Hi there, welcome to the Chris and Sam podcast. My name's Sam. In this interview from the New Zealand National Agricultural Field Days, I catch up with Stuart Brown from Farmote Systems to learn how Farmote is helping farmers boost their farm's performance with precise pasture and grazing management. Enjoy.
Here we are back at the Innovation Tent, and I'm here with Farmote Systems. And they've got a really cool looking gizmo here. It looks like it has a solar panel on a stick halfway down, a stand, a spring, and I want to say a glowing orb on top. But I am going to get the actual rundown from Stuart from Farmote Systems. He's going to tell me all about this innovative product.
Okay, so what we've designed is a pasture management system.
Yep.
And what you're looking at is the device that we've installed in the paddocks. This is an IoT device.
Okay, Internet of Things. We love that.
Yep. It uses LoRaWAN radio.
Yep.
And as you said, it's solar powered.
Man.
So it's got a bunch of batteries inside and they charge up. It uses some really cool technology. It's got infrared lasers to measure the grass.
That's pretty cool.
GPS and light sensors in that glowing orb. And,
yep.
And sometimes it glows because it's got an LED in there and you can see what's going on by the LED flashing. So,
all right. So sometimes it does glow. You can get a feedback from the LED.
Yeah, when it does certain things, yeah.
Oh, man. So, how many of them would you install?
So one per paddock.
That's pretty good. I was expecting there's going to be heaps for some reason.
Basically one per paddock, and then also measures atmospherics. So it's got a little weather station in there, temperature, pressure, humidity, and a soil probe to measure all your soil conditions.
Is there anything this thing can't do?
Take a photograph.
So traditionally, how would a farmer or someone looking after pasture go about collecting all the data that this thing could?
So they have a thing called a plate meter, which is like a big metal disc on a stick.
Yep.
And once a week they'd walk around the farm and plunk it down and it counts up, and then they got some formula they use to work out how much grass they got.
Yep.
So we're now automating all that, and we do it daily. So we can help them pick the optimum point at which to graze a pasture.
So all that data's coming in real time to, I'm assuming, some sort of
real
dashboard?
Time, gets it on his phone.
Yep.
It's in the cloud. He can look at the condition of his pasture on the phone.
Very cool. Now, is this on the market at the moment?
So we're not in market yet. We're busy trialing.
Yep. And how are your trials going?
Good. Yeah, we're doing a lot of research with Lincoln University in Canterbury.
One of the better people to be doing research with for this sort of thing.
So they research dairy farm. We've got devices there. And we're trialing with some farmers. We'll be installing them soon. So we've got a few hundred units that will go out.
Any problem with animals?
No. It's animal proof.
They just bowl it over. And
that's why it's got the spring on the bottom. So the cows, they try to rub on it, but it just moves out the way and they lose interest and walk away.
So if my description has not done it any justice at all, make sure to check out the show notes. We have a photo there and a little bit of a video of this thing swaying around.
And so, look us up on Facebook, Farmote Systems.
Check out Farmote Systems on Facebook. We'll link to it in the show notes as well. Thanks to Stuart from Farmote, and wish you all the best with such a great, innovative product.
Thanks, Chris and Seth.
No worries.
Thanks to Stuart for taking time out of his busy day at Field Days to talk to me about the Farmote Systems. Make sure to check out the show notes for the photo and video of the Farmote Systems probe, and also check them out on Facebook. Make sure to say hi and tell them Chris and Sam sent you. For all the other interviews and other bits and pieces, make sure to check out the chrisandsampodcast.com.
Hope you enjoy the show. Make sure to subscribe and catch you next week. Don't forget to tell your friend.